Less than 9 months ago, May was still living with her children in a refugee camp in Kenya, together with 300,000 other Somali refugees. Today she lives in Sweden, in a community with just over 1,200 inhabitants. But May hasn't really had much time to think about her own development. But she looks forward to the day she'll be able to start school. It's really good that in Sweden you are never too old to study and learn more, May believes. With 6 children at home, all of whom go to daycare centres and school, there's a lot to do before everyone's had breakfast, got dressed, and put their shoes on.